you started very, very well. A couple of drop shots on the back nine. Do you feel you were going to post something better when you got maybe halfway through the round?
Yeah, I mean, I got to 3-under through 10, and I was thinking if I get through 11 and 12 are tough holes, then you've got 13, 17 par 5s, pick up one or two more. I thought, you know, I felt like I was cruising to shoot 6-under. Then, I mean, I hit a decent drive on 12. You know, obviously you're favouring slightly right because the bunker's down the left, and I was 2 yards from the fairway and couldn't barely see the ball, couldn't move it, you know. And then on 15, it's the same thing. I was like 3 yards left of the fairway, and then left of where my ball was actually fine. And then it was the same. I moved it like, you know, 10 yards or something. So, yeah, and then even 17, I hit a great drive, tried to take on that right bunker. Just didn't carry, hits the top lip, comes back, same on 18. So it was just one of those nearly days, but hopefully I'll save it for when I need it more.
In terms of learnings, what do you take from this week ahead of Carnoustie then?
Not much really, you know, it's just another week. It's just kind of you take the state of your game leaving, you know. So I'm fairly happy with most things. There's a little bit of work to do and I have plenty of time, so yeah, I mean, it's one of those weeks. I was never up there, never doing terribly, just kind of average, ticking along, kind of boring stuff really. The overall feeling would be slight frustration for the week. You know, I didn't feel like I felt like I played better than 50th place or whatever level par is, but it's just one of those things, you know. I couldn't get anything going for the week, couldn't get it in the fairway enough to have you know, consistent chances to attack flags. And today was a little bit like yesterday, you know. I got it under par early, had a few chances to get a bit more under, didn't take them, then get a couple of bad breaks and all of a sudden, you know, you're back to square one. So, you know, the game isn't far away. It's been a great week with the crowds and the environment, having family up, all of that stuff. Course has been amazing. Just need to get a few more breaks and hit a few more fairways and then I think I'll be fine. I can't remember last time I had 1,000 people watching me play when I was in 50th. You know, normally there's like 3 and those 3 are over with you. So yeah, that's great, you know. You have support no matter what, and that's a positive, you know. It's not something to dwell on, pressure, that kind of thing. But you know, it's 3 Irish Opens for me, 3 made cuts and 3 very average finishes, so hopefully, you know, I can get a chance to contend soon. But for now, I'm just going to focus on next week, really. Short game's sharp, putting is good, seeing my lines well. Just need to get comfortable hitting driver on links courses in the wind, you know. I feel like if I went out to play Parkland today, I'd drive it great, you know, because my swing doesn't feel so far away. It's just that bit of tension when you're hitting in crosswinds and down narrow chutes, and you know that there's a bunker 5 yards left, that if you go in, you're in big trouble. So I think it's just kind of getting a little bit more comfort in that and shaping it against winds, and then I'll be fine. That's really the only element that I think needs a bit of work. Yeah, nice to play with Graham, and then in front of Shane and Simon behind us, so we have this nice little Irish contingent there in the middle of the morning, about 4 hours too early, but yeah, nice day out. Nice the rain held off for the most part, and we both had our chances to shoot better than we did, but we'll have to settle for what we have now.
You know, as the week went on, I figured it out off the tee run here. Iron play continued to be pretty solid. Just couldn't get the thing in the hole, you know. I mean, I finished off a back-to-back, kind of missed 8 footers there, which, you know, kind of summed up my week really, but enjoyed it a lot. I think this golf course, you know, really put itself on the map. It played great. It looked amazing. Players loved it. I'm just proud for Ballyliffin, you know, the way the whole thing turned out for them, and hopefully we can get a great winner today, which I'm sure we will. And it was a fun Irish Open, as always. You always wish you could jump in a time machine and go back and have a chat with yourself and work out how you were thinking, because I certainly don't remember how I was thinking. The game just felt easy. You felt loose, kind of what I said in the press conference early in the week. You know, you get that carefreeness in your body, and you just kind of let it go a little bit. So, you know, it's just a different stage of my life, different person, different priorities. Like you say, mechanically, I feel like my games could be in as good a shape as ever been in. But the standard's high. It's hard to win out here. It's hard to compete every week, and just kind of keep grinding away. And I feel like the brain is slowly clicking into the direction it needs to be in to put myself in that space where I can play my best. I think it would be silly of me to have come this far the last few months, played as much golf as I have, and not go that extra mile and play next week, you know. So it was a little bit of a knee-jerk sort of thought yesterday when I came off the round. I was a little frustrated. I missed a short one on 9 and hit a bad drive on 11. I was trudging down the 12th fairway, and my brain was starting to kind of conjure up all kinds of weird and wonderful suggestions, as the beautiful game of golf can do from time to time. And I ended up at a fairly rash decision that I might not play next week. But, you know, my history at the Scottish Open, I played well at Gullin last time I was there. And like I say, it's been a long road. May as well finish this last mile and see if we can't get ourselves to Carnoustie. I've got to reset for the next 48 hours, and I can easily do that. I'm going to head up to Portrush tonight, see the family a little bit, spend 24 hours up there. Might watch my little brother play 9 holes in the north of Ireland tomorrow. And just chill out really a little bit and head over to Scotland Tuesday morning. I've got a little testing to do. Wasn't 100% happy with my bag setup this week, so I've got a little bag setup stuff to work on next week. But no, listen, I you know, I've been here before. I can reset and I can be ready for Thursday, the Scottish Open, give it 100%.
Cheers. I know you said start of the week, it wasn't going to be any kind of excuse what happened, the drama at the start of this week. When you're reflecting it now, though, it wasn't obviously the ideal way to start.
Yeah, no, but I mean, listen, it didn't have any impact on my performance this week. You know, I feel like it just made it a long week, you know, mentally. I mean, I feel like, you know, Monday and Tuesday were kind of a write-off, both mentally and physically. But no, there are no excuses. It didn't impact my performance. I played great in a Wednesday Pro-Am on you know, Wednesday morning. And I was ready to go Thursday. And to be honest with you, you know, ball striking was decent. It took me a while to figure this golf course out off the tee, because we did see a few switching wind directions early in the week. But I hit it good this weekend. Hit a lot of quality irons all week, and like I say, the putter eluded me a little bit this week, but I can easily sort that out for next week.
You were predicting high teens probably for the winner, maybe even minus 20. If Van Rooyen goes well, that could happen today.
Van Rooyen could make me look less stupid if he plays well today. But if I'd have been a gambling man this week, I'd have definitely not have cashed in at the bookies, shall we say. I had this golf course pegged for something of a birdie fest, and I was kind of wrong. I was very wrong.